This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Bridge collapse aftermath.
This will be a major impact to supply chains.
Frustrating search.
We do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
Music mogul fires back.
Diddy's lawyer calls the law enforcement action an unprecedented ambush.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the search is resuming this morning for six construction workers believed killed in the stunning collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was hit by a cargo ship. NTSB Chief Jennifer Homendy is leading the investigation. She was on CBS Mornings.
From the Voyage Data Recorder, we hope to begin to develop a timeline that led up to the striking of the bridge. It will provide us with a number of parameters, everything from location to positioning of the ship to speed. We'll be able to see any sort of power loss.
Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Shortly before impact, the more than 900-foot-long ship completely lost power and control of its only engine. Tugboats had already cut loose, leaving the crew with almost no ability to pilot the vessel, forcing a mayday message.
Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
That alert gave police enough time to limit the number of vehicles on the bridge's more than mile-and-a-half-long span. The dolly's port anchor was deployed to try to slow it down, but the ship was already on a catastrophic collision course.
You want to get the way, get the ship slowed down, but that takes a certain amount of time.
Michael Kucharski is a former NTSB maritime investigator.
Losing power as you're approaching a bridge would be just about the worst case scenario.
Giant container ships struck one of the two main support columns of the bridge.
It's only supported in the air at two points, and we took one of them away.
Ben Schaefer is a structural engineer.
There's not a bridge that we build, you know, that's any level of economy and efficiency that's going to survive that.
With the Port of Baltimore closed, CBS's Ramey Innocencio has more on the potential economic impact.
The Key Bridge is the gateway to the Port of Baltimore, which generates more than $3 billion of annual business. It's the nation's busiest port for cars, trucks, and sugar, and directly employs more than 15,000 people. It is now shut down to all container traffic, with no timeline for reopening. One supply chain expert estimates the port will lose $9 million in business each day that it's not functioning at maximum capacity.
Weeks of delays is what I pictured.
John Schmidt is the vice president and COO of Capital Express, a trucking and warehouse storage company in the Northeast.
How important is the Port of Baltimore?
It keeps the economy going around here.
Without bridge or port access, he says other warehouses across the region will be impacted, and ultimately, consumers.
It's going to add probably a couple $100 minimum to every truckload. And now what that costs to the consumer, I don't know what it is.
A federal appeals court has kept on hold a Texas law that would let state authorities arrest and prosecute people suspected of illegally crossing the southern border. That blocks a bid by Texas to let the law take effect while the appeal of a ruling blocking it plays out in court. A New York judge has issued a gag order barring former President Trump from commenting publicly about witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff in his upcoming hush money trial. We're learning more about the raid that targeted properties owned by music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Guns, cell phones, and other electronics are among the items taken from the homes, according to a source familiar with the search warrant performed by federal agents. Yesterday, Diddy's lawyer called the law enforcement action nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits.
Could this federal investigation have come out of these private lawsuits?
Oh, absolutely. If it involves sex trafficking or drugs or weapons or other illegal behavior.
Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A decision is expected early this summer from the U.S. Supreme Court after hearing arguments on whether to restrict mifepristone, the pill the FDA made widely available in 2021. CBS's Jan Crawford.
There appeared to be agreement, with a majority of justices on both sides of the ideological aisle highly skeptical of arguments to restrict use of the so-called abortion pill.
Do you have concerns about judges parsing medical and scientific studies?
A key question: why should courts be second-guessing scientific decisions by the FDA on how a drug is prescribed?
NBC News has cut ties with former Republican National Committee Chief Ronna McDaniel, who was hired just last week as a political contributor. The hiring sparked an employee uproar, with on-air hosts saying she helped promote 2020 election lies. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked California lawyer and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan to be his running mate. It's a move that's likely to help him gain ballot access in several states. Three white men are asking a federal appeals court to throw out their hate crime convictions in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. The 25-year-old black man was chased and fatally shot in the streets of Brunswick, Georgia in 2020. Attorneys for them say they chased Arbery because they mistakenly believed he was a criminal, not because of his race. Georgia NAACP President Gerald Griggs.
They felt he was not supposed to be there because he didn't fit in with the neighborhood. And the only thing that he didn't fit in with the neighborhood was his race.
University of Utah women's basketball coach Lynn Roberts says her team experienced a series of what she calls racist hate crimes at the hotel where they were staying in Idaho for the women's March Madness tournament.
Racism is real, and it happens.
She says some outside the hotel restaurant used the N-word and had a Confederate flag. Coeur d'Alene Mayor Jim Hammond.
We express regret and true sorrow that your student athletes were treated with such disdainful treatment while visiting our city.
The team switched hotels, and now police are investigating. Overseas, Thailand is a step closer to becoming the first country in Southeast Asia to legalize same-sex marriage. The country's lower house of parliament approved it. Thailand's Senate is expected to follow suit. Then it goes to the country's king. Well, the eighth largest lottery prize in U.S. history goes to someone who bought a ticket in New Jersey. The Mega Millions prize was $1.12 billion.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
New York City transit officials hold a final vote today on congestion pricing, something that stands to affect many drivers who enter Manhattan.
Congestion pricing could lead to fewer cars on the roads, which the city says would lead to cleaner air and a lot of money to put toward public transit. Eric Goldstein is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Public transit is far better. We need the funds to maintain our buses and subways and commuter rails in a state of good repair.
But don't tell that to drivers.
First of all, I got to pay to get into the city, which is almost $15. If I'm coming this way, it's another $15. It doesn't work. For me, it doesn't work.
And if it works here, it could soon come to your city. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
One holdup could be a lawsuit from New Jersey. A decision on that's expected in May. Congestion pricing is already a thing in places like London and Stockholm. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.